For a professional musician, stage fright can be devastating. Shaky hands and sweaty palms can ruin a performance and derail a career. When violinist Christine Vitale developed stage fright, she decided to do something about it. She became a psychologist who helps jittery musicians rediscover the joy of music making. Artwork's Adam Schwartz speaks with Vitale and two of her musician clients to learn what they do when fear stops the music.
When Savio Santoro plays the viola, he sometimes imagines he's swimming in the warm waters off Rio de Janeiro. It's a relaxation technique he uses to reduce stage fright. He learned the technique from Christine Vitale, a violinist and performance coach who specializes in working with musicians with severe performance anxiety. She says musicians keep their performance anxiety a secret for fear of being stigmatized.
I think what's going on is that we are in this climate of the music world where if you're dealing with problems like performance anxiety, you're clearly not cut out for the job. So we keep it private.
Vitale founded the High Performance Program at the Brookline Center near Boston, where she sees clients individually and in groups. Savio Santoro, a violist, was one of her clients. Santoro was so nervous while performing in public that his bow shook uncontrollably.
This was the main problem in my life. When I used to play in public, my bow used to shake, and this is terrible. It destroys the performance.
Santoro took propranolol to slow his racing heart. But the medication did nothing to stop his obsessive fear of making a mistake.
And I had in my mind that I should play everything correct. Any kind of mistake was like I'm jumping from the last floor of a building. It's terrible.
Santoro attended one of Christine Vitale's workshops. She had him play his viola in front of the class. She told him to breathe deeply, not try to play every note perfect, and to picture himself in a place where he felt deeply relaxed. He closed his eyes, imagined himself swimming at a beach in his hometown of Rio de Janeiro, and played.
I was not nervous, I was not anxious, and Christina asked me, how did you feel? I told her, and to the class as well, I was feeling very good.
He got a few notes wrong, but the class had only praise for his performance.
Finally, I had to accept that this is totally possible. You don't have to be obsesses about the technical. Just enjoy your playing.
Kieran McElwain suffered from performance anxiety while in the cello program at Smith College.
You know, my hands would get sweaty. I'd shake. Anytime I had to perform, I would be having nightmares.
Beta blockers stopped the shaking and the sweaty hands, but the drug clouded her concentration. And it did nothing to stop her relentless self-criticism.
I'm not good enough. You know, I'm stupid for even wanting to do this. You know, another thought would be, no matter how hard I work, I'm never going to be good enough.
Vitale taught McElwain to come up with cue words, a single word that would sum up her goal for a piece of music. For one of her pieces, McElwain wrote the word connect on top of her sheet music.
That word reminded me to relax my left hand and connect, you know, like the low E flat to the high E flat and then back down to the B flat. And that kind of like sucked me into the zone there for like the first couple measures of the music. I remember I played this past June. My best friend came. She said to me at the end, she was like, I have never seen you look so relaxed and focused on stage. She was like, it was totally different. It was just like watching someone else play.
Christine Vitale hopes her work will encourage musicians who have performance anxiety to seek help. Savio Santoro is passing along her methods. At a university in Brazil, he teaches his viola students to breathe deeply, stop trying to be perfect, and imagine they're at the beach. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz. Thank you.
You can watch Savio Santoro's viola performances on the web. Find a link on our website, wfiu.org/arts.